What if everything you've been taught about the boundaries of human consciousness is wrong? Physicist Russell Targ spent decades gathering compelling evidence that our minds can transcend the limitations of space and time. As co-founder of Stanford Research Institute's ESP research program during the Cold War, Targ conducted government-funded experiments that suggest we possess remarkable psychic abilities, not as supernatural gifts, but as natural human capacities. His findings bridge the gap between rigorous laboratory science and ancient spiritual wisdom, suggesting that the expansion of consciousness might be humanity's next evolutionary frontier. The evidence is both fascinating and unsettling. Our minds appear capable of perceiving information across vast distances, glimpsing future events, and even influencing physical reality through intention alone. Modern physics reveals a universe stranger than our everyday experience suggests. Non-locality, the idea that we can be affected by distant events beyond ordinary awareness, explains psychic phenomena by suggesting all of space-time is accessible to consciousness, where you are. This manifests across space and time, as seen in separated twins developing similar life patterns without contact, or precognition research indicating future influences on present experiments. Psychic abilities aren't electromagnetic signals, but information accessible through intention, aligning with Nobel laureate Brian Josephson's connection between quantum non-locality and phenomena like telepathy. Ancient traditions have long recognized this interconnectedness. Buddhism sees separation as illusion, while Hinduism equates individual consciousness, Atman, with universal consciousness, Brahman. What physicist Erwin Schrödinger called metaphysics' deepest insight. As Patanjali taught, a quiet mind naturally accesses these psychic abilities through union with the divine. Remote viewing, the ability to perceive distant locations without physical senses, has been scientifically validated through rigorous experiments published in Nature. Its practical applications include locating missing persons, diagnosing problems, and predicting future events. The Hearst kidnapping case proved its real-world value when psychic Pat Price correctly identified kidnapper Donald Cinca DeFries from police mugshots and accurately described the location of the kidnapper's abandoned station wagon, including specific environmental details. The Gansfeld studies provide compelling evidence for psi functioning. Across 354 sessions, participants achieved a 32% success rate against an expected 25%, odds of 500 to 1. Juilliard School students performed exceptionally well, achieving 50% accuracy. Research shows remote viewers can perceive targets using only geographical coordinates, regardless of distance up to 10,000 miles. They can access information about past, present, and future events with equal effectiveness, and their abilities remain unaffected by electromagnetic shielding. Precognitive dreams represent the most common psychic experience among the general population. Evidence suggests these aren't predictions, but examples of retrocausality, where future events trigger earlier dreams. These experiences typically feature unusual clarity and unfamiliar elements that set them apart from regular dreams. Laboratory studies reveal that our bodies anticipate future events physiologically. Dean Radin's research showed subjects responding seconds before viewing emotional images, with stronger reactions preceding more disturbing content. The most compelling evidence comes from electric shock experiments, where physical responses preceded the actual shocks. In 1982, Targ's Delphi Associates team successfully predicted silver market movements using associative remote viewing, linking objects to potential outcomes rather than directly reading future numbers. They achieved 9 straight correct forecasts, earning over $100,000 and garnering Wall Street Journal attention. Princeton University research proved that remote viewing accuracy remains constant regardless of temporal distance. Across 227 experiments, viewers described researchers' future locations with equal precision, whether looking hours or days ahead, yielding odds of 1 in 100 billion. The key finding? Viewers perceive the actual future rather than possibilities. When tested with unequal target probabilities, viewers consistently describe the eventually chosen object, regardless of its selection probability. Research increasingly validates that directed healing intentions can positively impact others at a distance, challenging conventional views of consciousness and physical reality. Dr. William Broad and Dr. Marilyn Schlitz conducted groundbreaking experiments over 3 decades showing people could mentally influence others' physiological states remotely. Their studies demonstrated effects on blood pressure, skin resistance, and other autonomic responses. In one series, participants watching others through closed-circuit television produced measurable physiological changes in the observed subjects. A pivotal Western Journal of Medicine study revealed distant healing's impact on AIDS patients. In double-blind trials, healers who never met the patients directed healing intentions toward them. The treatment group showed dramatically better outcomes, fewer hospital visits, shorter stays, reduced illness severity, and better emotional well-being, with results far exceeding chance. Healing practices bridge ancient and modern approaches, from biblical laying on of hands to contemporary methods like Reiki and therapeutic touch. Practitioners work through either directed will, psychic healing, or connection to higher power, spiritual healing. Between remote viewing and spiritual healing lies an experience of peace available in the present moment. Modern technology often prevents us from experiencing this essential quiet. Even Carl Sagan searched for God through telescopes rather than inner stillness. The spiritual practice involves seeking freedom from conditioned awareness. God isn't an entity, but an activity in consciousness, a flow of loving awareness accessible when we quiet the mind. As Father Thomas Keating says, God's first language is silence. Everything else is a bad translation. Unlike Silicon Valley's full-full-happy-happy approach, the spiritual path of empty-empty-happy-happy offers lasting peace, as the ego cannot be satisfied through accumulation. A Course in Miracles teaches that our separation is an illusion, aligning with both Jesus' teachings and Advaita Vedanta wisdom. Forgiveness is vital to spiritual growth. Holding grudges is like gripping a hot coal. It only burns you. Grievances block the flow of love, limiting healing. Forgiveness isn't forgetting, but letting go. We can choose peace in any moment. Heaven and hell exist in our minds. Joy creates heaven, anger creates hell. Each morning offers limitless possibilities, and in gratitude, unhappiness cannot exist. Research from prestigious institutions shows that consciousness extends beyond physical limitations, transcending conventional boundaries of space and time. Rather than being confined to our skulls, our awareness appears fundamentally non-local, able to access information across distances and temporal boundaries. These abilities aren't supernatural gifts, but natural capacities available to most people through proper training. Simple practices like mindfulness meditation, visualization, and energy awareness exercises can develop these innate skills. Studies show that even novices can achieve significant results in remote viewing after minimal training. Beyond these phenomena lies a deeper truth about our fundamental interconnectedness. When we quiet our minds and release conditioned thought patterns, we discover an awareness that transcends individual identity. As non-local beings experiencing local existence, we might shift from prioritizing accumulation toward fostering connection and compassion. You are limitless awareness, having a temporary human experience. Through patient practice and open-minded investigation, you can rediscover your true nature, a consciousness unbounded by space and time, capable of extraordinary perception and healing. The evidence for these abilities is clear. The only question is whether you're ready to explore the vast territories of your own unlimited mind.